Hey, Warheads, welcome back to Trivial Warfare. We are the podcast that takes the pub quiz out of the pub and brings it home to you. My name is Jonathan, and we are currently on break, as you know. We didn't release an episode last week. This week, I promised you a puzzle, and I aim to deliver on that promise. Here's how this is going to go. This could be a simple puzzle for you. It might be difficult for you. I really have no idea. So we're going to see how this goes. The first three people to get the answer correct and send it to me at trivialwarfare@gmail.com will be announced on the next show. The puzzle's going to work like this. There are three parts. In part one, I'm going to play you a series of five sound clips that I've pulled off of the internet. These are not too long, just long enough to give you a sense of what I want it to give you a sense of. And you're going to have to figure out what those things, how they relate to each other, what they might have in common, that kind of thing. So there's a common bond between those things, those clips. You have to figure that out. The second part of the puzzle is two numbers. I'm simply going to give you two numbers. The third part of the puzzle will be the question. And so you'll hear part one, you'll hear part two, then you'll hear part three, which is the question, and you have to figure out the answer based on those clues. One other quick note, one of the clips that will be played could be a little bit scary for young children, so I just want to make you aware of that in case you are listening with your kids. Okay, so here we go. Here is part one of our puzzle, and I'm going to put the little ring bell between each of the clips so that you know that they're differentiated. Okay, here we go. Part one.
One day the war will be over, and I hope that the people who use this bridge in years to come will remember how it was built and who built it. Not a gang of slaves, but soldiers, British soldiers, Clipton, even in captivity.
Yes, sir.
You're a fine doctor, Clipton, but you've a lot to learn about the army.
Getting to know you, getting to know all about you. Getting to like you, getting to hope you like me. Getting to know you, putting it my way, but nicely. You are precise.
One, two, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're going to rock around the clock tonight.
You're an aristocrat. Your name and your family's name is honored. You're a prince among your people. You're rich and you're powerful. Your reputation is stainless. And the people would listen if you were to speak out against rebellion. You were to persuade your people that their resistance to Rome is stupid. It is worse than stupid, futile. For it can end in only one way, extinction for your people.
I'm against violence. Everyone knows this. I've spoken against it. I shall do so again.
Then we're agreed.
Okay, so that was part one of the puzzle. It's up to you guys to figure out what those things have in common. Here is part two of the puzzle. The first number is 41.883195. That was 41.883195. The second number is -87.637939. That was -87.637939. So those are your two numbers. And now the final piece of this puzzle is this question. Who did? That's right. The final piece of the puzzle is this simple question: who did? That's the puzzle, folks. If you think you know the answer, send it to me at trivialwarfare@gmail.com. I'm going to accept your first guess. If you send me multiple guesses, you may be right, but you're not going to be acknowledged. So make sure you have it right before sending it in. Good luck to everyone. I hope you find this challenging but fun, and we'll find out how you did in the next episode, which will come out next week.